Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, Chicago's official Christmas tree, the 111th annual City of Chicago Christmas tree in Millennium Park, will shine brightly near the intersection of Michigan Avenue and Washington Street. It's going to be lit in just about 10 or 12 minutes tonight. And to talk about that and all the holiday happenings around the cities, the City of Chicago's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events Director of Event Production, that's Neil Heitz. Neil, welcome in.
Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
This is exciting. I mean, we are literally minutes away from this. And, you know, I love that this year's tree came from a family in Logan Square.
Yeah, minutes away from lighting this beautiful tree that we were able to work with this family to get from Logan Square. It couldn't be any more of a perfect tree this year, Dave. 53 feet, 8 inches, Colorado blue spruce, absolutely beautiful.
And what I love about this, too, is Logan Square, in every social post I've seen in the last couple months, is like one of the hottest neighborhoods, not only in the city, but in the country.
I think just having a tree from Chicago just gives us a little bit more of that Chicago pride. You know, the tree comes, oftentimes the tree comes from a lot of different places, some in the suburbs, some, you know, in the city. But when we have a city tree, it just feels like it's a little bit more special and just a little bit more pride. You know, there's a little bit more pride around it. And it's so awesome that it's coming from Logan Square. We're really happy this year.
Absolutely. How is the tree decorated? What are we going to see this year, Neil?
Yeah, so you're going to see a mix of green, red, soft white, gold lights that will be lit up. We've got over 70,000 lights on this year's tree,
wow.
And it's going to be beautiful. We've got a bright white star at the top of the tree, and at the base of the tree, we have a wrap along the bottom with red and white stripes, and it's a really beautiful picture for all those who experience it, whether you're watching it online or watching it on television or down here to see the tree yourself. It's just a beautiful tree this year, Dave.
And Millennium Park, obviously, large, massive tourist attraction for the city, the state, and the country. And, you know, it's of course, the McCormick Tribune Ice Rink, sponsored by Discover Financial Services. It's truly become a Chicago tradition.
The ice rink is a beautiful place to skate, right? So, first of all, it's free. Let's just put it out there, right? That if you have skates and you make a reservation, you could come down and enjoy the ice rink for free. And you're on the front lawn of the city of Chicago. All the buildings around you, the ice rink is lit up so beautifully. You've got the bean, you know, cloud gate right above you as you're skating. It's just picturesque and one of the most beautiful scenes or holiday feelings that you could have in Chicago.
Now, this year, free skating lessons are going to be available as well.
Yeah, it's a really great opportunity that we're able to offer is that there are skating lessons by appointment. You have to make a reservation on the Millennium Park website, but you can sign up for different levels of ice skating lessons on Saturdays and Sundays, and it's before the ice rink opens. So those lessons are in the morning. You do have to make a reservation, and you do have to disclose sort of what level of instruction you're looking for. There is also a little bit of a hockey instruction as well that you're able to sign up for, which is a really interesting thing. And on December 22nd at 10 a.m., we're going to be featuring a 30-minute ice skating show with professional ice skaters doing a whole really cool song and dance choreographed to music on the ice. So a really cool opportunity just to experience ice skating right here in downtown Chicago.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to be hugging the sides of the rink the whole time, so maybe a little lesson might be helpful for sure.
Agreed.
And then there is a holiday market that is happening with over 30 artists, really.
Yeah, the Millennium Park Holiday Market goes on this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're open until 8 p.m. tonight, and then tomorrow, Saturday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. This year's market, Dave, has some really interesting finds, some really unique and Chicago-made items that will really add to your holiday shopping experience. Over 30 vendors will be there. We've got an appearance by Dreezy Claws from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. And we also have DJs and some really great food items that are being served up by our partners 11 North. So a lot going on in the holiday market that would just, again, add to your overall Chicago holiday experience to come down and check out.
Now, at the Bean, and I know Donna LaPietra will correct me and call it a cloud gate, but there is a Millennium Park holiday sing-along that's happening between Fridays, between December 6th and the 20th. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, the holiday sing-along program will really warm your spirits. So December 6th, December 13th, and December 20th. At Cloudgate from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You come on out. We have printed songbooks. You can also check them out virtually. But songbooks available, different choirs. We'll have a different choir each night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., singing a whole diverse set of holiday music for everyone to be able to sing along and enjoy. And you're out there with, you know, hundreds of people singing holiday music with this beautiful choir right in front of the Bean, again, in beautiful downtown Chicago. I mean, it couldn't be any more picturesque, Dave.
Love it. Love it. And then just down the street, the Chris Kindle Market opening in Daly Plaza. I mean, talk about a true holiday tradition. So much fun. Let's talk about what we're going to see there this year.
Yeah, I was just about to say that the Daly Plaza Chris Kindle Market has been around for such a long time. And, you know, it is nothing short of interesting and creative vendors that are out there selling, again, a whole array of clever items. That's a little bit longer. So, you know, it runs throughout the month of December, and you're able to get out there and just really walk through that market, maybe check out some of the Glog, and take it all in, because it is nothing feels more Chicago in the moment than walking through Daly Plaza during the holidays for the Chris Kindle Market.
What else is going on in Chicago besides the shopping? You want to get people to Michigan Avenue and to State Street and do some traditional holiday shopping and dinner at the Walnut Room at Macy's. What are other some of the great things that visitors can see throughout the city?
Well, and, you know, tomorrow is the Mag Mile Lights Parade on North
That's
Michigan
right.
Avenue
That's
as well.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know, if you're not able to make it down to see the tree, or, you know, come on down tomorrow and check out the holiday market at Millennium Park, view the beautiful City of Chicago Christmas tree, and then, you know, maybe head on up to the Mag Mile Lights Parade again. And then all of the fun things to do on State Street and the Chris Kindle Market. I mean, Dave, there is truly no shortage of holiday experiences here in downtown Chicago, and we really hope that everybody does their best to make it out and check out all these cool things that are available.
And if you want to learn more about the city's happenings, visit cityofchicago.gov. Any other websites I should mention, Neil?
You know, I think that the Chris Kindle Market also has their own website, and millenniumpark.org is another really great place to go to see everything that's happening in Millennium Park.
Thank you, Neil. Have a great holiday season.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me. Have a good one. Happy holidays.